Full Cast Audio presents The Monsters of Morley Manor by Bruce Coville.
Chapter 1. Morley Manor. If Sarah hadn't put the monkey in the bathtub, we might never have had to help the monsters get big. But she did. So we did, which, given the way things worked out, was probably just as well for everyone on the planet, especially the dead people. I bought the monsters at a garage sale. Actually, it was more like a whole house sale. And not just any house. It was Morley Manor, the huge old place at the end of Willow Street. Every kid in our town knew Morley Manor. It was the weirdest house in Owl's Roost, Nebraska. So scary, we didn't even trick-or-treat there. It had three towers, leaded glass windows, and a big iron fence with spikes on the top. Though you couldn't see that much of the fence, because the base was overgrown with enormous weeds. Each tower had a lightning rod, which is probably the only reason the place hadn't burned down. Lightning seemed to strike there a lot. My father used to claim that Morley Manor had its own weather system. Not only was it darker and gloomier than anywhere else in town, it seemed to be the focus of every thunderstorm that passed through. I was in sixth grade the year Old Man Morley died. I know it's not very polite to call him that, but it was the name everyone in town, including the old people, used. He didn't leave a will, and as far as anyone knew, he didn't have any relatives.